Hello, this is the commentary for the Chapter 1 assignment sheet. Every chapter will have an assignment sheet, which will discuss what you need to submit for the chapter assignment. Sometimes the assignment will be contained within that document entirely, and other times it will refer to other documents. Okay? So let's take a look at the Chapter 1 assignment. In the presentation, we discuss at length goal setting. And as we discuss in the presentation, virtually all very successful, highly effective individuals are goal-oriented. So we're going to teach you how to write well-written, effective goals. Your assignment is to create at least 3 short-term financial goals and at least 3 intermediate term and or long-term goals. We love those short-term goals because they help build our confidence. We, in a few weeks or a few months or maybe a year or so, are able to accomplish something. It gives us that much more confidence and strength to tackle those longer-term and those intermediate-term goals. Also, we want you to create 1 non-financial goal. So you will have a total of 7 goals. Don't think you have to be limited by 7. I mean, it's not a magical number, but we want practice. We want you to practice this. You could do more, and if you find that, you know, really I'd like to do 6 short-term goals, all right, but the idea is practicing short-term, intermediate-term, long-term, and then 1 non-financial goal. And as we discuss, if you are going to choose losing weight, the word is L-O-S-E. You want to lose weight, not L-O-O-S-E. L-O-O-S-E is loose. After you lose weight, your clothes will be loose. Now, where do you get your practice? Take a look at the presentation. Look at the book, some of the goals in the text, their format. Also, take a good look at the rubric for goals assignment. Rubric for goals assignment document for some examples of good and not so good goals that were submitted by your fellow students. And remember, when you are writing a goal, you need 4 items. You need the measurable goal, the objective, the thing that you're going to accomplish so that you know you've accomplished your goal. You need the action or actions that will lead directly to the accomplishment of the goal. You need a time horizon, short, intermediate term, long term, and you need a priority. And a lot of people forget the priority, but do try to remember it. Low, medium, high, urgent, and I couldn't care less. Yeah, remember the priority. So any questions, please contact me. Note the due date, and have at it. Enjoy writing your goals, because as we said, some people, they fall into success, but virtually everyone who is successful, highly effective, whether famous or not, they have a vision, they have a dream, but then they work like the Dickens to put those dreams, those visions into reality. And one of the easiest, most effective ways of doing that is to write out a goal and turn it into reality. Have fun!